I'm Julian Berger. Gabriel Espadsa, who resides in Charlotte, will become North Carolina's first Latino cabinet member when he's sworn in with Governor-elect Josh Stein on January 11th. Governor-elect Stein selected Gabriel Espadsa earlier this month to lead the Department of Administration, which oversees state government operations.
I'm super honored to have been chosen by the governor-elect. Appreciate the time that he and his transition team have put into considering me as a part of the potential team, and very much look forward to serving the people of North Carolina over the next 4 years.
The Government of Administration is responsible for building and maintaining state-run facilities and managing state vehicles. Espadsa says he can't say if he is prepared to change things because he hasn't seen anything yet. He wants to come into the role and listen.
What is it that's going on? What's working well? What's not working well? Who are the people that are a part of the team? Who are the partners and the relationships that are important, including the legislative relationships as we work with the North Carolina General Assembly?
However, Espadsa has plans to focus on helping Western North Carolina recover from Hurricane Helene.
I look forward to not only seeing how the Department of Administration can be of service to the people of Western North Carolina as they recover from the devastation of Hurricane Helene, but also to be present in Western North Carolina.
Espadsa has over 25 years of experience leading public and private entities. He previously worked with the U.S. Small Business Administration and the Civil Service Commission, and was also Vice President of Global Business Development at American Express. Espadsa launched a run for state treasurer in 2024, but lost to State Representative Wesley Harris, who is also from Charlotte, in the primary. He says his run on the campaign trail made him more aware of pressing issues for North Carolinians.
The greatest thing for me was literally getting to as many parts of the state as possible, meeting people in all walks of lives. And so ultimately, I ended up listening more than talking in most of those interactions.
Over 1.1 million Latinos live in North Carolina, making them the fastest growing demographic in the state. However, no Latino elected officials are currently in the state legislature and statewide offices. That will change this year with the elections of representative-elects like Jordan Lopez and Brian Echevarria. While Espadsa sought to become the first Latino statewide elected official in North Carolina with his run for state treasurer, he will now be the state's first Latino cabinet member.
Yes, it's important to me and my family, and obviously there's a piece of me which wishes it didn't have to be me, that we as a state, as a country, would have brought along other Latino leaders earlier in the game.
He hopes to make the Latino community proud, but at the forefront is representing all North Carolinians in this role.
These roles are about serving the entirety of the people of North Carolina. And so I look forward to being as effective and transparent in all that we do, not only for the Latino community, but for all North Carolinians.
Other firsts in Stein's cabinet include the state's first Indian American member, Devduta Sangvai, who will head the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Stein will also be the first Jewish governor of the state. Julian Berger, WFAE News.